partly cloudy thing going on. 49 degrees. Good morning. Welcome back on this Earth Day, Monday, April 22nd. Every Monday, she stops in to tell us what's going on with the chamber, what's going on around the two towns. Katie Robber in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day right back. I said this morning kind of makes me want to go out and just dig around in the ground.
Yeah, and I think Jordan and I are going to go around digging, picking up garbage just to clean up the place.
Clean it up, celebrate Earth Day.
That's right.
That's a good game plan.
Yeah.
What's going on? We were talking earlier. It's kind of the tweener time for you.
It's the tweener time. We're in planning stages of all the activities that are going to happen in June and July for the chamber. So we're planning. We're forming planning committees and getting up and running for the Summer Wine Walk coming up on June 20th and Chalk Fest and the 5K Color Run on July 13th and 14th.
Explain the color run to people that don't know.
So it's
new.
Something,
this is something so cool.
Yeah.
I've seen this done before, but tell us what happens here.
So the color run is a 5K color run where we're going to have groups actually squirt, you know, with the condiment bottles.
I love
squirt
it.
Squirt chalk at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just chalk powder. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you white t-shirts. And by the end of your run, you will be covered in color. And it's just a real fun, family-friendly 5K.
You'll be a running masterpiece.
I'm hoping not. I will be running it, or I will be making sure everybody stays upright. How about that?
That sounds like a pretty good game plan. Now, this was Sean McCann's idea, right?
Yeah, it was his idea.
Okay.
And so he wanted to get it going last year, but with me being there only less than 3 months, it just wasn't going to happen. So this year we have it ready to go. The two police chiefs, the Breckenridge police chief and the Wahpeton police chief, thank you very much for allowing us to do what we have to do in order to safely get the roads closed and all that kind of stuff. So a shout out to them who helped me kind of get this thing up and running as well.
All right. What else you got there on your notes, young lady?
It is a busy week, despite the fact that it's a tweener time.
You're catching your breath at the chamber, but still a lot of stuff going on.
So the Breck Family Community Center, Mondays they have tournaments, Monday Madness Tournament today at 3:45. And on Wednesday, Renee, Gail, Wilkie, and family have a fundraiser. They're doing flatbread tacos.
Ooh,
that's a mouthful.
That sounds good.
And it's delicious.
I love that
so
stuff.
So it's a fundraiser for her at the Circle of Nations admin building from 11 to 1. It's $10 for a flatbread taco and water. Again, that's on Wednesday. Art for Enrichment at Chahinkapa Zoo. I didn't even know this existed until I looked at the calendar.
All right.
It's an art class from 6 to 8 p.m. It's $50 for non-members and $40 for members. If you want to join it, it's 701-642-8709. Or there's a website. I think it's administration at chinkabazoo.org, I think.
Okay.
All that information is on the events calendar. I guess Jojo the Armadillo is the inspiration.
Oh, man. Jojo was in here running around.
Really?
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to watch him move around you. It's kind of like he's on rollers.
Oh, that's funny.
It is. It's very, very cool to watch him move.
Oh, that's awesome. And Thursday, the Chamber is hosting Chamber Chats. Well, actually, Action Realty is hosting the Chamber Chats this month.
All right.
At 8 a.m. The topic of conversation will be health and wellness in the workplace. It is a free networking event open to everyone. So please come join us and let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great networking event for everybody. So.
And that's this Wednesday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
At 8
okay. Got it.
Thursday.
Because Stephen Cherry will be in tomorrow to talk with me, and we can talk more about it.
Great.
Yeah,
they're excited about it too. There's also a spring gardening workshop at the Breck Elementary Cafeteria from 6:15 to 8. $25 at the door. $25 at the
door. All right.
And it'll provide. They'll have a light supper provided too.
Okay.
I was at it last year, and it's fantastic. The City Brew Hall is hosting a succulent potting class from 6 to 8, also on Thursday. That one is $45. All of this information can be found, again, on the how to sign up and all that can be found on the Chamber website.
Right.
RRASC Spring Banquet will also be on Thursday from at 6 p.m., celebrating the club's accomplishments and congratulations to the 2024 award winners. That'll be at Hughes Shelter. That's $20 a person. That will also include a meal and beverage.
All right, good time
Last
there.
Last but not least, the Crawl for a Cure starts at 2 p.m. on, I think it's a Saturday, I think.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I probably should have looked closer. Crawl for a Cure starts at 2 p.m. Relay for Life. It's a fundraiser for Relay for Life.
All right.
I think it's on Saturday.
Okay.
I think it is. It's $25 for wristbands. There's 8 different bars that you can go pub crawl. And sounds like a really great way to fundraise for the Relay for Life.
Fantastic.
But to double check, go to our website.
That's Chamber website.
I tell you.
And then a week from Saturday, we got our bar golf going on, too.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so it's going to be
there's
busy around here.
There's so much to do.
Even in the springtime.
Yeah.
Good stuff going on. Katie, great to have you in here every Monday.
For your time.
We'll catch up again next week, all right?
You bet.
All right. 9:13 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.